Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet des Nazir, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Bey, Zalelu Tumais HaNazir Megaleach. The Nazir cannot become Tumei Tumas Meis, but not all Tumas are the same. Although he's not allowed to become Tumei in any way, not every type of Tuma would force the Nazir to shave his hair, bring Karbonis, and then have to start recounting. That's what our Mishnah means, Al Elu Tumais HaNazir Megaleach. Not only is he not allowed to come into contact with these Tumais, but it would force a Teglachas. They are Al Hameis, for becoming Tamei with Hameis, person that passed away, Val Kezayis Min Hameis, from a Kezayis of the flesh of Hameis. Wait, stop. If he's Tamei on a Kezayis of the flesh of a mace, of course he's tummy for a whole mace. So the Gemara explains, what's the chiddush of al hameis? Even though it's not a complete mace, but there's roiv binyan. The Baturra gives more details. But basically the chiddush in the first words of the Mishnah is, even though it's an incomplete mace, could be it's just the bones, but if you have the bones that are the majority of the skeleton, that would be a tuma that the Nazir would have to be Megaleachon. Weiter says the Mishnah. Third item on the list, Val Kezayis Netzel. This is a type of fluid that comes out of the mace. A Kezayis of this. Val Maloi Tarvid Rekev. Tarvid is like a ladle or a spoon. A full Tarvid of dust from a mace that began to decompose. How big is this ladle? Big enough to hold two average hands full. Furthermore, the Batanura explains, it has to come from a body that was complete, no other foreign dust was mixed in. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah ala Shidra, on the spine, Vahal Gilgoyles, or the skull. Chiddush is even if there's no busser on it at all, says the Batanura. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Val Avram in a mess, a limb from a mess. Or for that matter, Val Avram and Achai, even a limb that was disconnected from a live person. But, Sheyesh Olav Basar Karoi. It has enough meat on it. What does it mean, Karoi? Enough for what? Enough explains the Batanura. Had this Avri been connected to a live person, the flesh would have grown over it. That's called Kiroi, even though it's less than a Kezayis. So an Avri min Ames, or an Avri min Hachai that was disconnected from a Chai, that has enough flesh on it, that had this been connected to a live person, the flesh would grow over the limb, in the time of the Nazir, in such a way that you have to do Teglachas. See, if there was a Kezayis of Basar, that alone would be Matam. But even if you don't have a Kezayis of Basar, but it's a complete limb, and there's enough flesh on it that had it been attached, it would grow back, that would be Matam of the Nazir, to the point that he has to stop his Naziris and do the Teglachas. Weiter says the Mishnah, Val Chotzi Kav Atzamais. A half a kav of bones from a mace. Now we know if you have the majority of the skeleton we explained before, you'd be tummy anyway. But the chiddush is even if you don't have the majority of the skeleton, but if you have half a kav, that would be included in the list of things that the Nazir would have to do to glachas on. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah Val Chotzi Loig Dam, on a half a loig of blood from a mace. Zakta Bat Tanura is something very interesting. Not just a half, but even a quarter kav, kav is a measurement, even a quarter kav of bones is metama ba'oil. If you're under the same roof as a quarter kav of bones, you become Tamei Tumas Oil. And the same is true for even a quarter of a loig of dam, which is the same shear as Kiddush and Dala Kaisa Revias Haloig. That would be Metama Ba'oil. If somebody was under the same roof as a quarter loig of dam, he would become Tamei Tumas Oil. But for the Nazir, there's a halachla maishamasina that the Nazir would not be Megaleach only on a half a kav of bones, and only on a half a loig of dam. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, in regard to all the things we just mentioned, al magon, the nazir would become tummy and require tiglachas for touching them, valmasan, or for carrying them, even if he carries them without touching it, va'al ohalon, or being under the same roof. How can you carry without touching? Very simple. So you're carrying a box, and it's inside the box. Vaitrazak Mishnah Val Etzem Kasa Oira. And a nazir also would have to tiglachas for becoming tummy from a bone that is at least as big as a barley, almagoy. But here it's only if he touches it, Valmasaya, or carries it. But there's no Tumasaya. If you're under the same roof as a bone that is as big as a barley, that would not make him tummy. So in all these things that we just listed, Al Elu Anazir Megaleach, the nazir would have to shave his hair. Then he has to become tar, Umazah Bashlishi Ubashvi, he has to be sprinkled with the water mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on day number 3 and day number 7 after he became Tame. This Soiser, and he's going to have to undo, it's going to automatically take apart Es HaKoidman, the days that he counted till now. He has to start all over again. The Ein HaMas Chalimnes, and he can't start all over again. El Ad SheYiter, only after he becomes Tahar, Umevias Karbinaisav, and brings his Karbanais, so it's going to take him 7 days to become Tahar, and he brings his Karbanais the next day. On day number 7, Tivels himself. He has to wait for the sun to set to complete the Tahara, can't bring Karbanais at night, so the next day, on day number 8, he's going to bring his Karbanais. Okay, so we had over here a list of types of Tumah that the Nazi would have to shave his hair on. Roiv Binyan of a mace, even if the whole skeleton is not there. Kazayis of the flesh of the mace. Kazayis of what oozes out of a mace. A ladle full of dust if it's only from the mace. If the spine is intact or the skull is intact, even if there's no busser there. A limb from a mace. And an aver even from a live person that was disconnected, and a hand on it, enough basar that had it been connected, the flesh would have grown over, even though it's less than a kazayis. Half a kav of bones, a half a loig of blood, even though a person would become tame, tomas oil even, with a quarter kav and a quarter loig, but the loch l'mashem esini is for a nazir, to be magaleach, it has to be a half. In regard to these tumais, it is like with Tumas Meis in general, there are three ways to become Tummy Tumas Meis: touching, carrying, even if he carries without touching, like he carries in a box. And Tumas Oil means being under the same roof. There's one type of Tumah that we discussed in our Mishnah, that's the bone the size of a barley, where the Nazi would be Megaleach for touching and carrying, but not Tumas Oil. The Mishnah reminded us what he has to do if he becomes Tummy. A spritz on him the water mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on day number 3 and day number 7 from when he became Tamei. He loses his days of Naziris, he has to start counting again. And he can't start counting again until he does the Tahara on the 7th day after the second spritzing. He titles himself. He has to wait for the sun to set, and on the next day, day number 8, he brings his Karbanais.